What was your favorite game you watched on Saturday? Like, what was the game that you, at the end of it, really made you feel most like, dang, that was awesome. What a football game.
I think definitely Alabama-South Carolina.
Interesting.
I really enjoyed that game.
Whew, man, that was a dicey game, man.
Definitely LSU. LSU game. Damn, all of Oregon.
You can't have all of them.
If I got to pick one, I'm going to go.
Just say all the good games.
Yeah. If I pick one, I'm going to go Oregon and Ohio State.
Okay.
I'll go Oregon.
That wasn't
but
mine.
But that Iowa State game was great, too.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. To stay undefeated?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
What was yours?
Penn State, USC.
Oh, it was great.
Just that second half. And what's the guy's name? Let me make sure that I get it right here. Tyler Warren.
44.
44 for Penn State. 17 receptions, 224 yards.
I didn't realize he had 17 catches.
17 of them.
17 grabs.
And I don't know how many of them were in the second half, but most of them were in the second half. They were just like, to hell with this, throw it to that
but
guy.
Andy, he was throw it to 44. He was knocking. Dude, what a tough.
I know, because that's the thing, because he plays like a tight end.
Yes.
Like, that's not one of these new hybrid athlete tight ends. That's a Penn State blocking tight end that also happens to be ridiculously athletic and got downfield and made some great catches. I mean, yeah, that was crazy. And then they went in overtime. Obviously, Oregon and Ohio State came down to the very last minute. I always hate, like, the reason that I liked LSU, Ole Miss, and Penn State, USC better than the, well, there's a lot of reasons why I like them better than the Oregon-Ohio State game. But I like when a game comes down to someone making a play as opposed to someone making a mistake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the Ohio State-Oregon game, unfortunately, was incredible. And then that last minute was bad clock management.
Uh-huh.
You get called for an offensive pass interference to knock you out of field goal range. Quarterback slides. There's zeros on the clock. It's kind of an unsatisfying finish for what was a great football game.
Yeah.
Those other games ended on great plays.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think, it was.
Plus, Oregon won. So.
Yeah, I know that part. I know you hate that part. I just thought everything was right where it needed to be as far as, you know, like Alabama, I ain't going to say they need to be tested again. But, I mean, I wanted to see how good South Carolina, because it seemed like every time I say, oh, they got so-and-so coming down, they about to beat the hell out of them. I kept talking about, oh, Alabama about to beat the hell out of South Carolina. South Carolina, no.
Yeah, no. I think we got to recalibrate on Alabama.
Yeah, like, exactly.
This is a new Alabama.
Yeah, and then you look, can Lane Kiffin win a big game? Can Coach Hot Sauce win a big game for Penn State? Because he might trick this game off, and it looked like it earlier.
Yeah, that to me was the one from all the coaching narrative games, and there was a lot. On Saturday, that was the one that bucked the trend because that's a game Penn State loses.
Yes,
that and you know, Mike Conte can come in and tell us all about it. He'll be with us tomorrow. He can probably explain how that game didn't go the way that he thought it was going to go in the second half. That's a game that Penn State loses every single time, and for them to come back and win that game sort of goes against the trend of what their coach has been in big games. And look, they were getting outplayed in the first half. There's no question about it. They came back and played awesome to finish it and win the game. Lane Kiffin narrative continues.
Mm-hmm.
Basically cements how you feel about him based on the hype and all that. They're 5-2.
Where does this put you at a thought process? Because you got Tennessee and Alabama going at next week, and Tennessee lost their number one tackler, out for ACL. Is this an elimination game from the playoff?
It's not.
I don't think
so. You can lose two and still get in.
You know what I mean?
But it's. My thing is, what would make you think that a team that has two losses at this point of the year is going to run the table from here on out?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Georgia and Texas, honestly. Like, I know that Texas is undefeated and it's there and huge and all that kind of stuff. If Georgia loses to them on the road, what would make you think that they're going to be able to win all of the rest of the games for the rest of the year? You know what I mean? Like, no, it's not officially an elimination game, just like it wasn't with Ole Miss and LSU on Saturday night. Like, Ole Miss could still win out. And make it, but why would you think that they will based on what you've seen from them so far? You know what I mean?
I know exactly.
Like that's the thing for me. But no, I think there's going to be there probably will be a team that gets in with three losses.
Mm-hmm.
Probably it's 12 teams.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just curious because I kept hearing this is a possible elimination game when you got Alabama going there.
I don't think
you got Georgia going to Austin. I just think that when you look at so, like, say, for instance, Georgia. Georgia is the most annoying team that Kirby's had in a while for. They're still extra uber talented. They still have just as good a chance as anybody to win the national championship. Kirby said it best after. This team has not played a complete game yet against anybody that it matters. It has not. I know they end up coming back and beating the hell out of Clemson. And watch them boys.
Yeah, Clemson's, Clemson's playing well.
Watch them boys. But I think, you know, it was a slow starting first half and everything like that. Everybody knew what yesterday was. I'm sorry, Saturday was. It was get Carson going. We're going to let Carson throw the damn ball all over the yard. And that's exactly what they did. And yet, the first interception, okay, somebody tipped it.
Yeah, that was bad luck.
But that second one, you can't throw another damn interception in the end zone, Carson. You cannot do that. Your receivers, I love Aaron. And from what everybody tells me, he's a great kid. Catch the ball.
Yeah. He's got everything you want except great hands.
Catch the ball.
Like,
he is.
Fast runs, good routes, gets open.
What was his name on Necessary Featherstone? Was that his name on Necessary Roughness?
I don't know. Sounds right.
Was Scott Bakula, and then was it Featherstone? Well, anyway, yeah. Don't throw it to stone hands.
The problem is Aaron Smith's the best playmaker you got.
And that's not good.
Going over the top.
Right. That's not
now,
good.
That's a different
conversation. That's not good.
That's a different conversation.
Yeah, but
when you look around the country at all the other teams that you consider national championship contenders, they have somebody who's that dude.
Yes.
Whether it's a running back, a quarterback, or a receiver, you get him the ball and he's that dude. Yeah. Even Ohio State loses. That freshman receiver is that guy.
Yes.
You saw what Alabama's receiver did in the Georgia game in the fourth quarter. That's my question is, you said Georgia, and I'm with you. I put Georgia on that list. I'm not taking Georgia off this list for the way they've played over the last couple of weeks. Who can win a national championship? Like, who are the teams that you legitimately think are on that list right now?
Texas.
Texas is definitely on the list.
Ohio State.
Okay.
Oregon.
Yep.
Georgia.
Okay.
Miami.
Okay. Interesting.
Miami.
Miami. You sure?
You saw my look when I said Miami.
Miami could very well be.
You saw my look when I said Miami.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I put right outside of that, I think Penn State. But I'm always putting them in a.
Yeah. I just.
I put Bama. Because it's Bama.
I know.
Until it's not.
It might not be.
Until it's not.
Yeah.
Until it's not. And I'm talking about in the win-loss column.
Sure.
And I go there. But that's.
But it looks different, though.
Yeah, it does.
Like, you got to be honest about how it looks.
But, I mean,
Penn State, too. I think Penn State looks different, too.
And
I think they finally let that quarterback open up that offense a little bit, and he can go.
But that's
like, when they let him play, he's a good player.
I love, you know, I feel about Rocco at Iowa State. I just don't. I think I don't.
Yeah, no, I don't
think their defense can go with the big dog.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah, I
would say
so.
no offense, but I would say the same thing about BYU.
Yes.
I would say the same thing about Indiana, like the teams that remain undefeated at this point. I would say the same thing about Miami. Like I just maybe those were their clunkers and too close to calls, whatever, and they got those wins, but we'll see because they got a couple more big games coming up. But yeah, to me, it's Texas, Oregon, it's Ohio State, it's Georgia. For sure.
Yes.
And then after that, even Penn State, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Now, again, all those teams are probably going to go to the playoffs
because
it's 12 teams.
But
that's great. And I think any of these teams can beat the other one, which is the thing that makes it the most exciting.
But I think this team that Georgia has, this is Kirby's worst team that when you look at being in the hunt for a national championship he's had. This team. You know what I'm saying? Like, even the year that we lost to Alabama, I still think overall that team's better than this team.
I agree.
You know what I mean? And so – how do you – and that's when
– this team's not as good as last year's team.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And that's the problem, and that's what you – I think a lot of people hung their hat on because we got Carson Beck, though. You know, we ain't no damn dummies to think that you lose Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey in second-day draft cornerbacks and all that we were going to be fine. But a lot of people put it on – we got that guy, though. We got the guy who got all the endorsements and all these other things and the Heisman Trophy and possibly no one over a pick, and he ain't playing like it yet. And so Georgia is going to have an issue. I don't know how Kirby plays it. From everything I know about Kirby, they ain't changing. They're going to be bump and run man-to-man. And he's going to have to trust that these young boys, Ellis, right, he's got to play better. You know what I mean? All the other corner, Humphreys, they got to play better. Malachi's got to play better. Bolden's got to play better. You had first interception on Saturday. Congratulations.
Great to see.
Congratulations, young fella. That's awesome. But that group right there in 15 is going to determine what happens at Texas.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And I also think what happens at Texas, because Texas, as it stands right now, is the best team in the country.
I agree.
They're the number one team
I agree.
By ranking, but they also have looked like the best team in the country.
Yeah. But every team that has been up there has looked like it until they played somebody that's comparable.
Yeah, that's right.
This is the best team Texas has played.
Definitely.
Definitely. Now, right now, this is the best team Georgia's played, even though they lost to Alabama at home and all those different things. Mm-hmm. So I want to see what Texas does because they ain't played nobody like this team. As much as we talk about his flaws and everything Georgia has, they ain't played them. All right, so we'll see how that goes. But we can't, and I don't want to put the approach on, can we, if we fall behind like we did Bama, can we come back like we did? don't know.
Maybe don't fall behind by 28.
Thank you, Andy.
The first half.
Maybe not do that. That's what I said.
Because we're gonna
take shots.
Oh yeah.
You just gotta make the play.
Yeah. You just
because Texas
again,
Texas secondary. I also think ain't better than Georgia's secondary. They're about the same a little bit.
Georgia was, and this is ridiculous to say, but you saw it play out over the course of 60 minutes. Georgia was one or two plays in that first half from that first half not going like that. They just, it snowballed, man. Yep. It happens sometimes.
It does.
Even with the best teams in college football, they're still kids, and it got out of hand, but they came back and got him. Hey, Kirby said he's sorry for pushing the quarterback.
Yeah. He wasn't looking at the young man like, let me push his ass.
He didn't know
who
it
was. He didn't know what it was.
He made a public apology for pushing Van Buren.
But he can't do it.
Can't do it. He did the right thing, handled it the right way. And then Branson Robinson has a
MCL.
MCL.
I'm so happy because I thought it was
two
worse.
To 4 weeks.
I thought it was bad.
Yeah.
How he cut and fell down.
Yes, it definitely, the initial thought when seeing it was, oh God, not again. 2 to 4 weeks, it sounds like, for him. And he scored a touchdown on Saturday, too. So that was cool to see. But yeah, better news than initially thought.
Did y'all ring doorbell? Like, does the wind blowing the trees set it off?
Yeah, I had to turn off
my notifications. Okay, this has really been irritating all day.
Or like squirrels?
All day. All damn
squirrel
day.
Squirrel runs across the deck.
Things are going off because the wind blowing.
Yeah, no, and it's never a burglar, which I'm glad about, but also a little annoyed about, too. You know what I mean?
It's crazy.
Like, if it's going to go off that many times, at least let there be real danger. There's no danger.